the banks, the senior executive leading the central bank's inquiries into the tracker mortgage scandal, says that the number of customers discovered to have been impacted by what she described as the bank's unacceptable failings has increased to 37,100. The central bank's Director General of Enforcement, Dervil Rowland, said the bank was double-checking the bank's own homework to make sure everyone who should receive compensation has received it.
We're going to make sure that everybody who should be included in the tracker mortgage examination is included, and we're not going to stop that rigor now. So we are coming into the closing phases of this, but we're on site double checking all aspects of the work to make sure that people are correctly included, and we're not going to stop until we have finished that work through.
Well, our economics correspondent Sean Whelan is here now in studio. And Sean, we now know that we've 37,100 people impacted by this so far. What did Dervil Rowland have to say about the amount of compensation that has been paid out by the banks?
Well, the compensation number is 459 million euro, which is a lot of money. That's a sum that's increased by 162 million since their last report on this in December. As you say, 37,100 people that they know about have been affected by this tracker mortgage scandal. That's an increase of 3,400 on their last report. Now, Porik Hassan, who'd been doing a lot of work on this on behalf of people who've been adversely affected, thought they might find ultimately up to 5,000 additional cases since that last report in December. Yeah, we've seen 3,500 now. They expect to find a couple more, but not that many more, because they reckon they've got pretty close to finding the total amount. 88% of those that have been identified now have received compensation, and they expect the remainder to be paid out by June. Just a little information on the figures. About two-thirds of the money paid out has been for amounts of less than 10,000 euro. They've had 450 people who've been paid out more than 100,000 euro, and 11 people have had amounts of more than half a million paid to them. So that's a very substantial amount of money, and you can imagine the type of things that would have gone on where they were receiving compensation of that amount.
Okay,
you're
so
probably
that's
looking at people losing homes at that level of money.
Those figures from 10,000 up, they're compensation numbers, they're not refund numbers.
No, this is redress and compensation payments made to the end of March. So that's under 10,000 euro, 63% of the people.
Okay,
but compensation and redress of half a million or more in the case of 11 people.
In 11 cases. Now, Dervil Rowland also spoke about the enforcement action that the bank is taking, that the central bank is taking, including the accountability of individuals within the bank. What did she have to say?
Yeah, this is a separate thing that's arising out of this tracker investigation. They are now taking enforcement proceedings so they can basically fine the banks against six of them, the banks and the big banks that you'd expect doing most of the mortgage lending in Ireland: Ulster Bank, Bank of Ireland, AIB, KBC, AIB, as I say, and EBS. So they're all under enforcement action right now. Within that enforcement action, to make sure that they're getting as full a cooperation, they're reminding them that individuals can be held accountable as well. And they've mentioned the word Garda Síochána in this report as well, that if things do transpire, that they turn up anything that might be directed towards the police, well, they have a reporting obligation to push any of those files in the direction of the guards as well, to make sure that they get the cooperation they require.
But those actions under enforcement are ongoing.
Yes, and they're okay, entirely within the remit of the central bank itself.
We also, you also asked Dervil Rowland, and we can hear this now, about the sort of culture prevailing in the banks and the central bank's review of that culture.
Banks make big promises to put their customer first and to have them at the centre of their considerations. And we also know that banks know an awful lot more information about products, for example, mortgages, than an individual who's making this decision perhaps just once in a lifetime. They're under a duty in the consumer protection codes to act in the best interests of their customers. So the culture review is focusing, in fact, do they? Do people who sit on the boards of banks truly consider the impact and the sales process of the products on their customers? Are those products being sold properly at the front line? They're the kinds of considerations that we're looking at, because it's very important that customers get fair outcomes from their interactions with banks.
Dervil Rowland there from the central bank. Now, Sean, along a similar theme. We heard the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, on RTE Radio earlier today, and he was reaffirming his decision to vote against the introduction of a share option scheme at AIB. Its AGM is taking place today. You've been talking to Danielle Noy, who heads up the supervisory board at the European Central Bank. She's in Dublin today about bankers' pay and in particular bonuses.
Yeah, I asked her. I mean, we were having a long, wide-ranging discussion about supervising the banks. They had to set up this thing, the SSM, the Single Supervisory Mechanism, in 2011 as a result of the banking crisis all across Europe. They have now a committee of banking supervisors from every country, plus a team in Frankfurt headed by Madame Noy. And their job is to hold bankers feet to the flames to make sure that they are following the correct procedures and running their banks properly. And I asked her in the course of that, do the bankers here deserve their bonus payments that they're all looking for? And she said, frankly, no, they don't. They haven't done enough. They haven't sorted out their balance sheets. And until they've done everything that they need to do, in her view, they don't deserve the money. We can hear, I think, what she had to say.
Is it the moment right now to think about bonuses when you still have work to do on your balance sheets, to clean the balance sheet before the next crisis? Definitely not, in my view.
So the government should hold the line there and oppose?
A number of banks need to get authorization from its measure, case-by-case measure. They need the authorization of the supervisory board of the SSM to deliver these bonuses or to pay dividends, because we consider that they are not strong enough to be doing that. These banks will have to ask the authorization, and they are likely not to get it.
Just to be clear, Sean, she's saying there that the ECB and her, they have authority over whether these bonuses can be paid.
That's right. So even if the government said, yeah, sure, you can have a bonus, they could still block it in Frankfurt and say, no, you haven't done enough, you don't deserve it, and we're not authorising you to pay this money out. Same with dividends for shareholders.
And clearly that's what she's saying in that clip and interview with you. Sean Whelan, thank you very much.